The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Executive order signed by President Obama has sparked controversy on both sides of the political aisle. The National Defense Resources Preparedness Executive Order was signed quietly Friday night and gives the president the power to control U.S. resources.
The Rules Committee is going to meet in the House. They are going to come up with a rule that makes it okay for them to do a same-day bill. So they'll pass this rule. It's, believe it or not, called martial law.
This would give the president of the United States the authority to declare basically martial law during times of peace.
There are new disturbing developments out of Washington tonight regarding the president's belief that he has the legal authority to assassinate U.S. citizens. Incredibly enough, it appears that our commander-in-chief actually believes that authority exists not only on foreign soil, but right here on American soil as well.
And if you question it, Ty Bollinger, you too could be considered a domestic terrorist just for questioning what's in the law.
Yeah, isn't that absurd? You could be considered a domestic terrorist because you happen to question the government, or because you might believe in FEMA camps that are admitted to exist. So that puts us in this bizarro world that we live in right now, where those right. that are opposed to FEMA camps, those that support gun rights, those that oppose abortion, those that are Christians, those that are patriots, are now considered to be potential domestic extremists and could be black-bagged and taken to a camp and never seen from again. I mean, you know, people hear that and they say, that's just absurd, that could never happen. But look, they're already doing that in places like Columbia, South Carolina, right, that who basically, they criminalized being homeless, and they are now taking the homeless people to the camps that are created by who? Federal Emergency Management. That's FEMA. So they're taking the homeless to FEMA camps right now.
Well, in Florida, you know, there was a woman, remember, she wanted to live off the grid, and they said you couldn't. That's against the law. And, you tell me, well, no, you guys are talking about FEMA. You're just crazy. In fact, to prove how crazy you are, we're going to put you in a FEMA camp. That doesn't exactly. exist, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's bizarre. I mean, and you look out there and you can see there's several speeches that you can go back and watch on YouTube of George Bush as well as Obama talking about the camps that have been created. You've got there was this rumor going around 20 years ago about the red list and the blue list, right? People that had been tagged as potential domestic terrorists, that if martial law is ever declared, that they would be taken to the camps and or executed. I mean, everybody's heard about the red list and the blue list. I don't know if they actually exist or not, but what I do know is that when George Bush was president, there were some folks on the inside that released what is called the main core list. And the main core list was a list of 8 million Americans that were deemed to be threats to national security and mm-hmm. who would be quarantined, for lack of a better term, in the case of a martial law. So this is not conspiracy theory. It's not conjecture. This is actually true. It's main core. Go to Wikipedia. Wikipedia talks about main core. It's the database that was maintained by the U.S. government in the 80s to categorize those that could be potential domestic extremists and that needed to be separated from the rest of people in the case of a breakdown of society. So it's not. This is not conspiracy theory. It sounds like conspiracy theory because we would have never dreamed growing up that we live in a country that would have a list of 8 million people that need to be taken away in the case of martial law.
Well, and if it's still unpalatable for the American people, however they believe or perceive us for talking about these things, to say, well, I still wouldn't think that that warrants you being put in a camp. Well, what have they done? Well, patented Ebola.
Yeah.
You know, remember, if they can't get it to the political realm to have you say, yeah, politically, that person is a danger, let's put him away. Well, how about that person? We don't like him politically, but that's beside the point. He's got Ebola. Never mind that we can't determine if he really does, because the PCR test doesn't actually determine it, but that'll be enough to set the stage. And, of course, that is how the pandemic FEMA camp is played out.
Sure.
And so that's why our message, Ty, is so much into the health realm, because we recognize that if you are vulnerable and susceptible, whether it's real or not, something can create a serious health issue for you that could be perceived as something very dangerous and communicable.
Sure, absolutely. There could we're talking about Ebola FEMA camps. Sure, could a situation arise where folks that have been have taken that PCR test and have been diagnosed with Ebola could be forced to be quarantined there? Of course, could a situation arise where we have an economic crisis, where there may be a breakdown in the food supply chain, where people are actually begging to go to FEMA camps because they have food there? That could arise as well. I mean, I don't know what might play out. I just know that it's kind of hidden in plain sight, right? These FEMA camps, they're right there. I don't know why.
You know what?
There.
TMB, if I go to the FEMA camp, I want to be there with a 90-year-old chef from Miami. Because I know we'll eat.
Well, if you go down to Miami FEMA camp, you might, because there was a 90-year-old chef in Miami that was taken away because he fed the homeless, because it's illegal now to feed the homeless. Isn't that absurd?
Unbelievable.
It's
90
like,
years old, all right.
It's like the old saying, no good deed goes unpunished, right? So there he is. He's a 90-year-old man feeding the homeless, but he broke the law, so they take him to jail.
So that would make he was born in 1924, right?
Yeah.
He's an American, I think, as far as I know, his name is Arnold Abbott. And he was hauling pans filled with roast chicken and cheese-covered potatoes onto a South Florida beach park to feed hundreds of homeless people. And he's threatened with jail. At 1924, he's lived through some stuff on this planet to think that at 90, you know, could he perceive that he was alive at 90, much less serving homeless people, and he would be threatened with jail? What country do we live in?
It's what kind of doublespeak is this, too? I'm looking at the quote by Fort Lauderdale Mayor John Seiler, and he says, "The ordinance does not prohibit feeding the homeless. It regulates the activity in order to ensure it's carried out in an appropriate, organized, clean, and healthy manner." Really? So you got an elderly man that's a chef bringing food to the homeless. How much more orderly and organized and clean do you need to be? I mean, it's not like it's in the back of a garbage truck.
Well, would you rather have the homeless people dumpster dive? How healthy would that be, Mayor?
He'd probably rather have them starve.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They're always doing it in the name. Well, we just want to regulate it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Regulate this, Mayor. I mean,
exactly.
We have been regulated to death. And I'm speaking literally with the FDA, the monopoly on medicine, the monopoly medicine of the medical industrial complex. It's regulated more than anything else in the world, and it kills more than anybody else in the world as an industry.
It does.
Don't talk to me about regulation, caring for the homeless, preventing a 90-year-old chef from feeding the homeless. That's not regular. That's irregular what this mayor is doing.
It is. And it goes back to your mantra that you love to say, stop asking for permission when none's required. The government has no say over whether you feed a fellow human being, period.
Right.
It's not their business. Get your nose out, Mayor John Seiler, and go back to whatever bubble you live in.
Yeah, I'm going to be down there in Fort Lauderdale next weekend for the Unlock Your Power to Heal conference with our good friends from Stockton Allo One, Dr. Michael Haley and Paul Bertero, our good buddy. Paul's going to be with me, and we've got a good event. So maybe if I run into that mayor, I'll give him a piece of my mind or my sandwich. I don't know, either one. We'll see what he allows.
Why don't you take your sandwich and stick it in a place where the sun doesn't shine?
It'll be raw. It will be raw.
There you go. Yeah, this kind of stuff drives me nuts.
Yeah. And then another thing that is, you know, just gets us, you know, as parents, to think about if you go to a hospital for a real emergency And that it's possible that that hospital, should you question their care, should you ask for a second opinion, that that will be grounds for the state taking possession of that child and putting them in the possession of the hospital. That's kidnapping.
Well, yeah. And it's And that's what's happened with Tanya Brown and her 8-year-old son, Christopher. She had the audacity to question the gods in white lab coats, thinking that they might have been wrong. She wanted a second opinion. So what did they do at Phoenix Children's Hospital? They called CPS and took away her son. They kidnapped her son because she had the audacity to question. Look, Tanya, don't you know that you're not supposed to question the gods in the white lab coats with the stethoscopes? They make the law. You're just supposed to shut up and do what you're told. You know, of course, I'm being sarcastic, but this gets me just crazy that they actually come in and kidnap a child away from his mother because she questioned them.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of asking for a second opinion used to be a responsible thing to do. You were encouraged. The medical profession in earlier days, when it was a little bit saner, they would actually say, yeah, get a second opinion, absolutely. But now it's grounds for stealing your child based on a concept of medical abuse or medical neglect.
Yeah, and here's the thing about Tanya Brown. She's a former HR director for SkyMall, right? So you've seen SkyMall and the magazine that's in the backs of the seats on the airplanes.
Yeah.
So she's done her time in research. I mean, she knows how to research information as the former HR director for that major publication. So I think she's pretty skilled at finding out what treatments do and what treatments don't work, because she researched these for her son, and she came to the conclusion that the treatment that hospital was prescribing was not what she wanted for her son. So it's not like that she just approached this blindly. She was very, very well researched, but that doesn't matter. They still took her son.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is absolutely incredible, these stories that we're covering here, and we're saying, you know, what kind of country? I remember there was that comic, Yakov Smirnoff, who lived in communist Russia. Remember him?
What a Russian great country.
What a country. America, only in America. And he would make fun of the Soviet Union and what he lived under. And, of course, it, you know, got a lot of laughs. It was probably pretty hard. But, really, these are not laughing matters when you start losing your kids to the hospital state system, the medical church.
No, it's not laughing matters. And they not only took her son, but then they denied her visitation rights after they kidnapped him. So now they not only stole him, they said, no, you can't even come see your own son. I mean, literally, something like this, you know, I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying that I could see where sometimes you would want to introduce them to Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson.
Sure. Well, if they're stealing your children, I mean, at a certain point, the American people got to wake up and stand up to these authoritarian dictators filled with, you know, prescription drugs approved by the FDA.
Before they get your kids. No doubt. And, you know, Robert, I'm here in Texas, and I guarantee you that I would have introduced them to Mr. Smith and Weston if they come try to get any of my four kids.
Yeah. Well, we got lots to talk about. Maybe some cartoons. Maybe we can fit in a discussion of dance moves to impress the ladies. I know we got to lighten it up. We'll figure out a way to do that after this break. You're listening to RSB and TMB.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Each week we go outside the box with TMB, Ty Bollinger, author of Cancer Step Outside the Box, along with Unlock the Power to Heal and a lot more. And wow, Ty, this is a... by the way, you're going to be in Austin, Texas this weekend. We're going to talk about that event a little later, where we're going to be this weekend, each of us. So we're going to do some outreach. But before we go there, The Simpsons, that show has been on for like, what, 20 years?
Yeah, about to at least 20.
Now, who's this guy that's supposedly dying, one of The Simpsons creators? What's up with that?
Yeah, it's, what's his name? Sam Simon. One of the creators of The Simpsons has been diagnosed with terminal colon cancer, and as a result, because of the fact that he feels like he has no other options, that he's going to die, he apparently is going to give away his $100 million fortune to PETA, the People for Eating Tasty Animals. I'm sorry, I mean...
Oh, you're so bad. You're so bad, TMB. Golly. So he's given it all to PETA, and what will they do with it?
Probably something a little bit different than what we would use it for.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's not about whether we're for PETA or against him. It's just my take on this story is the fact that it's very, very sad that a man like Sam Simon, who is so wealthy that he can afford any treatment that he wants in the world, mm-hmm. has decided that he is going to die. He has no choices. He's got $100 million in a bank,
right.
And so he could do any natural treatment he wanted. He could probably afford to treat thousands of people to natural treatments if he decided to.
Sure.
But instead, he's going to just give it up and give it to PETA and go ahead and die because he doesn't know about his options.
Yeah, well, it's like that lady, you know, last week we talked about that she, you know, ended her life because she saw no way out. Because the cancer industrial complex has such a stranglehold through media still. Even with all that we're doing, we can't reach everybody. As we said, we're going to keep trying. But in this case, you got a guy that's got all the money in the world to be able to afford to go anywhere and do anything, and yet he's given up too. So that's the sad state. So it's not even about whether you had all the money in the world to do it. It's a consciousness thing. If you're shut down to hearing any message except the official story and whatever it is, especially modern medicine, you will likely die before you may actually need to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a message we want to send out with this one.
Yeah, no doubt. It's very sad.
Well, we got questions coming in. It's going to take us weeks to catch up with this because of the quest for the cures continues. TheTruthAboutCancer.com. Check it out. TMB, a bang-up job putting it all together. And we're getting questions coming in, and I can't keep up with them, Ty. We got to at least answer one. So let's go for this one. This is from Maureen. She says, hello, Robert and Ty. I was wondering if you could advise my friend who is using the Bill Henderson protocol for prostate cancer and who has asthma that is controlled with pharmaceutical drugs. He's on his second week, and his asthma is much worse, and he's not responding to the drugs he takes. He has never been able to successfully get off asthma drugs. Can you offer some suggestions or direction that might help him with all of this? Thank you so much for all that you do to educate people on healing, and I'm so thankful to the Truth About Cancer series for bringing you and the rest of the team into our lives. Gratefully, Maureen. That's sweet. You can tell it's a heartfelt gratitude.
Yeah, very nice. All right, so he's got a couple issues. The first one is asthma. You know, if he could get a hold of ephedrine, which he can't anymore, that was great. That was
ephedrine.
A great natural.
Yeah. Right.
Now, ephedra, you can still get a hold of the plant, right?
You can technically, but ephedra is the real raw, unprocessed, non-synthetic. But ephedrine, pseudoephedrine, is what's still made into crystal meth and they sell in drugstores.
But the ephedrine just alone, though, if you're taken properly, I knew a lot of folks back 20 years ago that was over the counter at that point, and they took that to effectively control their asthma. Unfortunately, you can't get it anymore because there were people that were apparently abusing it and taking it too much that caused some issues.
Sure. No, I recommend folks to nebulize the Sovereign Silver, the silver hydrosol, as well as my three favorite homeopathic remedies for the lungs, including Bryonia alba, homeopathic Bryonia, and you also have the, Spongia tosta. Well, remember that? That's toasted SpongeBob, since we're talking cartoons. Spongia tosta, Drosera rotundifolia, and one more, Antimonium tartaricum, or homeopathic asthma remedies you have from King Bio. But remember, the lungs are compensating because the liver and the kidneys are not functioning well. So we've got to heal the liver and kidneys, and then you'll see the lungs will start working well again. That's another aspect of recovering from asthma, as well as lobelia tincture. Lobelia tincture. Take a big dropper full of the lobelia tincture into a big glass of water and sip it over a couple of hours every morning, a little bit at a time. Don't gulp it, just sip it. There you go. So we've got some good answers.
Then real quick before break. The prostate cancer aspect of it, one thing that you can do practically speaking for prostate cancer, eat a lot of pumpkin seeds. They're very high in zinc, which is actually vital for prostate health. It's actually got the highest concentrations in the body in the prostate. And also because pumpkin seed extracts play a big part in benign hyperplasia, which is an enlarged prostate, and they also contain oils that are very healthy for the prostate as well.
Dude, you just slammed it. Very nicely done, TMB.
Hey, thank you, RSB. You slammed it as well.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the cancer deaths doubling in regions where GMO food is being grown. This is a shocker, but you need to hear it. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Awake today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
About y'all, but I'm having a good time with my buddy TMB and Super Don, Super D, as TMB calls him, Super D. And we got the Outside the Box continuing now at robertscottbell.com, linked up to, of course, cancertruth.net, thetruthaboutcancer.com, our great sponsors that help us to do this each and every week, from Carnivora, from Better Way Health, the Beta 1-3-D Glucan. By the way, the Beta 1-3-D Glucan deal expires. I think it's 20% off today. Perhaps if you call them tomorrow and say, oh, man, I just forgot, it's too late, they might extend it a day, maybe. Not promising.
They might just do that. But, yeah, don't even chance it. Go ahead and get it now before it expires.
Right. Yeah, get on there, and you'll see the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And, of course, great interviews we had last week, TMB. I even had another interview after you were gone. The next day, another carnivore success story. It's extraordinary what that plant is doing.
It really is, yeah, and it's the Venus flytrap. Venus flytrap is an amazing plant. The research that's been done on some of the constituents inside of that plant I think there's 17 naturally occurring chemicals in the plant that just are amazing at modulating immunity. So, again, we got the carnivore, we got the beta-glucan, two of the best immunomodulators out there, and we take them every day. You should, too.
Yep. And a special shout out to Doc Newsom. We're going to see him in Las Vegas. I'm going to be there this weekend with
Doc's
Paul Bertero.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's so cool. He was in the Truth About Cancer series as well, and he's got the Inflammagon, the Super Earth Energy, and Digestive Detox. DrNUZUM.com. Also, many of the things we talk about here probably would be beneficial should there be a radiational disaster, nuclear disaster, etc. And TMB, you're actually going to be in Austin, Texas, at a special event. And John Rappaport's going to be there with you, J.B. Wells. This is going to be, I mean, if I wasn't in Vegas, I'd be there with you in Austin. What's going on?
Well, they're calling it the Fukushima Ebola Conference, kind of two dissimilar items, but they're both really important to know about, important to know how to protect yourself from both of these. So it's Friday is the Ebola part, John Rappaport's speaking that evening. And there's several other speakers during the day that are speaking about Ebola. And then Saturday is the Fukushima segment of the program, and that's when I'll be speaking on radiation damage and cancer. John B. Wells will be speaking. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs will be there speaking. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think who else is going to be there. There's several other speakers throughout the day. It's going to be fun. I wish you could be there.
Oh, man, I wish I could. I'll see if I can get you the study I found a couple of years ago about the use of silver in radiation burns, interestingly enough.
I'd love to see it.
It actually did have some benefits, so that might be something to let out there. Also, in addition to the Austin event you'll be at, I'll be in Las Vegas for ACAM, ACAM.org. Check it out as well in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I've got a lecture on Saturday and Sunday in Las Vegas. Then next week, Sunday, and that's the 23rd of November down in Fort Lauderdale, Pompano, allo1.com. The links are up. There's a banner. You can check it out as well. Now, the stories we want to cover, we're going to cram them in best way we can. I tried to cover this yesterday. I didn't do it justice, TMB, so help me out here. Cancer deaths doubling in Argentina where they are growing GMO food in those regions. This is fascinating. And I don't know if you've dug deeper into it than I have, but I thought we need to at least bring this out because it's serious around the world.
Well, it can have anything to do with the GMOs because we've been assured by the FDA and Monsanto that GMOs are safe, so that they don't cause cancer. So I can't imagine this story can't be true because the FDA told us that they don't cause cancer.
Well, let's just go out on a leap, just in case they're wrong. Not thinking that they would be, but just in case they're wrong about the safety of GMOs. What the heck is happening in Argentina? Is this really going on? Doubling of the death rate in those regions?
Doubling of the death rate, and you know, we're looking at massive use of pesticides down there. We've got the GMOs that are pesticide-resistant crops. So not only do you have the massive use of pesticides that is contributing to the cancers because of the fact that the pesticides act as xenoestrogens in the body, but you've also got the direct cancers that are being caused by the actual genetically modified organisms themselves. So I think you've got a double whammy going on. But, yeah, apparently it looks like the cancer rate has actually doubled down in Pampa Gringa, one of the Pampa Gringa districts in Argentina.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Absolutely incredible. And we opened today talking about the fact that there is going to be a massive GMO study out of London. They're coordinating it. And it looks like it might be authentic because the biotech industry is not involved. They're trying to do it very independent and a longitudinal study across generations. So we're going to keep an eye on that. And they're going to be releasing information as they go. Now, pesticides, another thing we're not big fans of. That's why they call us orthorexic. Oh, how dare you not want to eat pesticides? Well, there are some links now to clinical depression among farmers. Did you see this, Ty?
I did, yeah. It's saying that the farmers that used the organochlorines, which is one of the one of two categories of the seven pesticides that they typically use to eradicate the insects and everything, they are clinically depressed. A lot of those guys are down in the dumps and they don't know why. Well, you know what? I think we figured it out, didn't we? Pesticides not only have an effect on as xenoestrogens in your body and affect the ratio of your estrogen and testosterone, but they also affect your neurotransmitters in your brain. And those are the things that can cause to, if they don't work right, those neurotransmitters, that's what can lead to clinical depression.
Yeah, and they're saying it's like up to 90% more likely to have been diagnosed with depression. 90%. I mean, it's not like, well, let's see, I wonder if it's statistically significant. Let's see, 90% more, nah, that's not significant. I mean, this is insane. You know, not many things will have a 90%. You know, so this is almost double the rate of those who are not exposed. So what do you make of this? I mean, the whole idea of feeding the world was about post-World War II, turning munitions into fields, right, into food. Bombs become food, the nitrogen fertilizers, that poisoned the actual soil because we basically took petrochemicals into the soil. The plants got sick. Then we needed toxic chemicals to kill the pests that would eat the sick plants. And now the humans are sicker and sicker. Mm-hmm. Case in point, why you had to do cancer step outside the box because of the 20th century penchant for spraying oil on everything. Not the good oil.
Yeah, not the good oil. And you know, the thing, here's what's interesting about these pesticides, you know, they're created to kill, right? They kill pests. So when we ingest them, apparently they're killing us in more than one way. You know, they're killing us by whacking out our estrogen testosterone ratios, giving us estrogen sensitive cancers like prostate, testicular, uterine, cervical, breast cancers, all been affected by the xenoestrogens. But they're also killing us mentally. And so apparently this study has shown that they do have an effect on the neurotransmitters in the brain, can cause clinical depression. And we know what happens when you go too far down the clinical depression road, you might end up killing yourself, which happens quite frequently.
If you go on the drugs that they then use to treat the thing that was caused by the pesticides to begin with. And I just want to say, ladies out there, with all the aberrant growths in the uterus, the ovarian cysts, things like this, definitely related to the endocrine disruptors from the pesticide realm. If you haven't gone organic, and even if you have, you may have stores of the stuff from previous years of consuming it unknowingly. So we've got to work to detox. That's why we focus on detox so much on this show. I talk with Dr. King about it regularly as well. And, you know, from that level of depression caused by pesticides, we've got suicidal and homicidal ideations from the psychiatric meds. And one of those things, I believe, took the life of Robin Williams. Yet they're now claiming, I don't know what this is, that Lewy body dementia may have been the diagnosis rather than the drugs that he was approved to take.
Yeah, well, apparently there's a new report out that says that Robin Williams was suffering from Lewy body dementia, which is the acronym LBD. I've never heard of it. Apparently you haven't either.
No, I wasn't familiar with this.
But apparently they're saying that people that have LBD are they hallucinate a lot, they're depressed, and they have Parkinsonian symptoms, which was Robin Williams. Unfortunately, those same symptoms could be caused by the actual drugs that were used to treat his depression. You know,
you mentioned dementia, things like that. You know what kind of drug use Robin Williams was doing back in those days with cocaine and everything else?
Well, yeah.
I mean, he devastated his system, his nervous system. I mean, the think that he wasn't going to have some form of Parkinson's. This was not a genetic defect. This was not a virus. This was the abuse of his body for decades, perhaps, before it manifested in this way. And even so, we have doctors that we talk to regularly that know how to reverse this stuff, and yet he was put on such brutal drugs. Now they're acknowledging he did die, even though they're trying to pretend he didn't die of drugs. The drugs he died of were FDA approved.
Well, should that shock us? I mean, in light of the fact that the FDA admits they kill 100,000 people a year with their approved drugs. So we have one more victim of the FDA here. So here's the conundrum we're in. If the FDA is one of the biggest perpetrators of murder in the United States, or let's just call it manslaughter, let's not be that mean, manslaughter, then who is going to raid the FDA when we need them raided? Because they're the ones that are always raiding the raw milk farms. They're the ones that are raiding the organic gardeners. So who's going to raid the FDA when the people turn against them and say, look, you're the ones that are killing more people than all these others combined?
Well, it should be the farmers. It should be the farmers with their pitchforks, because they, you know, the FDA and USDA have been complicit in destroying the integrity of food and food production. You know, the backbone, if you talk about, you know, we talked about Veterans Day and Joe Biden called our soldiers the backbone or the spine. And I'm like, no, they're supposed to be the immune system, right?
Right.
We are supposed to have like a real backbone of America, which was the food production that was actually food. And everybody farmed at a point in our history. And we're going to have to go back to that. I think that's going to be a big, big message. People like Robin Williams absolutely drugged out of any nutrition. And the symptoms he had were caused, as you said, by the FDA approved drugs he was on.
Yeah.
And how many people are going to have to go down that road?
Yeah, it's very sad. And speaking of drugs, you know, killing you, I got a call today. I took a call from a lady that had called and left me several messages. She had seen the Quest for the Cures. Apparently her husband had lung cancer and was doing rather well with the alternative treatments that she had learned about. His stepdaughter, apparently the evil stepdaughter, came to town that had some kind of a grudge against the wife. And behind her back, she started giving him morphine. And we all know the effects that morphine has, especially on opiate-sensitive cancers. And right. He was dead within 5 days. She started the morphine 5 days behind the wife's back. He died in 5 days from the morphine. He was recovering from the treatments, and the morphine killed him. And listen to what she said. The wife said that she walked in after one of the times that the stepdaughter had given the husband morphine, and she said, "This is the stepdaughter said, this is the beginning of his end." In other words, she's a registered nurse. The stepdaughter's a registered nurse. She knew that she was killing him. And so this, it's just so sad to see these stories over and over and over, where the people are dying from the painkillers, they're dying from the treatments for cancer. They're not dying from the disease, they're dying from the treatment.
Yeah. Well, we should all send our kids to go to Princeton. That would solve everything. No, I don't think so. We may talk about that. I'm not sure. We'll check with Super Don. Flip a coin. Do we talk about dancing to attract women, or do we talk about Princeton and their penchant for not knowing anything or not knowing things that are real? That's just bizarre. Stick around. Outside the Box wraps up. TMB, RSB, Super D. We'll be back. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are there.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
The human body is extraordinary.
despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Our pretentious listeners in the Northeast and New England want to know why we have the thing about the Ivy League. TMB, do we have pretentious listeners? I have a feeling we really don't, actually.
I don't even know what that means.
It's something that comes out of you when you go to some place like Princeton. You get indoctrinated into things that aren't even real. Case in point, this study out of Princeton, and what did they say?
They said, Princeton, one of our premier educational universities, says that the U.S. is no longer a democracy. Well, news alert, Princeton, the U.S. was never a democracy. The U.S. has always been a representative republic. It's not a democracy.
You must have gone to Harvard to know that then.
Right. That came from Harvard. No, that came from the School of Hard Constitutional Knocks.
Yeah, that came from just actually listening in class. I mean, it's you don't have to go to college to learn this. I remember learning this in civics class in sixth grade. The difference between a democracy and a republic. U.S. is a republic. The democracy is ruled by majority. It basically is majority over man. There's unlimited power of the majority. Whereas with a republic, what we have, it protects you from the majority, and it establishes you have representatives in Congress, you have a written constitution, you got separation of powers and so forth that we have. All in all, bottom line is this is an absurd statement by Princeton University. No. It shows that they're utterly incompetent and don't even know that we are living in a republic, not a democracy.
Well, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence do not refer to a democracy as our form of government ever, not the words once used. No. Also, we were guaranteed under the Constitution a republican form of government. That's another interesting point. So go look, go read, learn, and dance. Learn how to dance.
Because
TMB and RSB don't know how to dance, but there is a study, thankfully, that will help us. Not that we've already got our ladies, but, you know, for the men out there that are still trying to get their ladies, how to dance. How do you get those dance moves down? Let's hear.
Evolutionary biologists from England's Northumbria University and the University of Göttingen in Germany conducted a study to determine the exact dance moves that a man can use to attract a woman, and also moves that women can find unattractive.
The exact dance moves. And if you look at the video, it's hilarious. It's like do the running man, and that's going to attract women. Really? Really? I mean,
this is just so funny. I mean, they just don't realize that all you have to do is just do the sprinkler. I mean, the sprinkler is It's the best. It's like, you know, you get your dominant hand, put it behind your head, you stick your other arm out.
When
in a jerking motion, you bring your arms together and you flop around on the floor. I mean, this is the dance move that is approved by 98% of uncoordinated white guys. Seriously.
Right. I don't know where they got these dance moves from.
Right?
I mean, totally. If somebody was dancing like this in the middle of a dance floor, everybody would be pointing their fingers and laughing at them. This is silly.
Well, that's the thing. It's once you hear the booze start, you know that you need to get off of dance floor.
Well, let's hear it. Maybe there's more explanation from this study.
So how did the team do it? They enlisted the help of 30 men to dance for 30 seconds. Using motion capture technology, the dances were shown in a computer-generated form. Then the researchers asked 37 women to rate the guys' dances.
So the 37 women rated the guys who danced. The running man went, come on, really? I don't believe this.
They spent money on this study?
Thankfully, it was out of Great Britain. For all of y'all listening on UK Health Radio, you guys paid for that one.
All they had to do is just, you know, go out to a dance floor and watch the guys doing the jumping jacks, and they'd know that's the one that wins. That's the best one. You just do jumping jacks on the floor. Women love that. Charlene loves that when I do jumping jacks.
You know, like you said, it's a good thing we got our ladies at this point, because if it were up to really choosing good dancing men, I can't speak for Super D, but TMB and RSB, we admit, not the best dancers.
I would be out of luck. I'm thankful that Charlene did not use that as a criteria.
Yeah. All right, let's say one more clip from this thing just to see if this wraps it up.
One of the steps that men should pick up if they're looking to pick up is a larger motion of the head, neck, and torso. Legs apparently play a key role as well. Leg speed, especially when bending and twisting the right knee, makes a male dancer look the most attractive. And if you lack in the arm motion department, don't worry. The experts say they found no relation between arm movements and dance movement.
You know, I feel like we're just going to have to go out and be a couple of wild and crazy guys.
That's too much work, man.
Look, all you got to do is just go out and do the windmill. Just do the windmill. Just be sure that you get far enough away from people, because about 75% of people are injured close to a man that's dancing in the windmill.
I'll just quote some Neil Diamond here to wrap it up. Don't think feel ain't no big deal. If it takes plans, I don't even remember. Just clap your hands. Hey, you'll get a lady. All right, everybody, thank you for being here. Nick Brannigan, Alan Phillips, TMB, my buddy. Thank you. I wish I could be there in Austin with you. I'll be in Las Vegas, but we'll be doing some good works out there, okay?
Me too, brother. I'll take some pictures for you.
And Super D, thank you for being here, everybody. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.